guest in the studio this hour. We have Detective Eric Edson from the Sheboygan Police Department. Eric, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Kelly. Great. How are you?
I'm doing well. We were just talking off the air. And Eric, of course, for those of you who aren't aware, joins us occasionally and gets us up to speed on some scams that are popping up around the area. And you've got a couple of very interesting ones here this morning to tell us about. Which one do you want to start with?
Why don't we start with the unemployment one? That we've actually seen that here in Sheboygan, a couple of cases of it this last week, and I think it's the one with the most potential for loss. It's a nationwide issue. A well-organized Nigerian scam team has taken advantage of the COVID-19 crisis and has attacked, on a large scale, different states' unemployment insurance benefit offices. And what they're doing is they're convincing people to allow these deposits to go into their bank accounts. They must have had a big data breach where they've got personal information and they're applying for unemployment benefits in these names. And under a various number of scenarios, these people are allowing the scammers to deposit these unemployment benefits into their account, and then the quote-unquote victim will then resend that money off to someone else, either via Bitcoin or a MoneyGram or some other type of cashier's check maybe. And in the end, obviously, that money is ill-gotten, it's fraudulent, and the victim is on the hook from their bank to repay them for that money.
And then what recourse do you have at that point? It's pretty tough, isn't it?
Really none, and it's frustrating for us in law enforcement that we'll certainly take a report like that, but there's very little we can do. The scammer, it originates, like I said, in a foreign country where we have no jurisdiction to follow that. And really, there's so many layers of insulation anyway. The money that you're wiring to the person that's picking up is probably an unwitting participant as well. They're wiring on to somebody else, and there's just so many layers of insulation. So I guess I wanted to make people aware that that was happening. The main way it's happening is through what we refer to as the romance scam, where someone will go on an online type dating site and befriend somebody, never met them in person. And over the course of that relationship, you will provide them with your bank account number. They'll offer some sort of sob story why they need money, and you'll help them out. And that's usually how these people get into your banking information. We've also heard reports of people just getting letters saying, from like the Massachusetts unemployment office saying, we've received your application for benefits. If you get that, that's probably just more of checking your credit report. We've talked about credit freezes before, just kind of being mindful of that. Probably there's been no loss, financial loss at that point, but your information obviously has been compromised. So just be aware of watching your credit reports and things like that.
All right. And the other one, this one just blows my mind. Why don't you just describe what it is?
Sure. It's a kind of an ingenious play on a scam that we've been talking about for years in law enforcement, where it's a counterfeit check that gets sent to you. It's an overpayment of something that is promised to you. So this is a car wrap scam. It's very, very popular right now. There's a lot of examples of it all across the country. You'll get a solicitation, either email or somehow get a solicitation from someone saying, we'll pay you $500 to wrap your car in the vinyl wrap to advertise a product or a business. And the person agrees to do that. What they get in the mail is a check for maybe, let's say, $3,000. And the instructions are, you keep deposit the check in your bank account, you keep $500 of it, and then wire the $2,500 to this company that's going to come out and actually perform the wrapping of your vehicle. Well, you can kind of see where this is going. The check is counterfeit. It's not good. It'll probably clear the bank, and 4 to 6 weeks later, you'll get notified that the check was counterfeit, and you're on the hook for the entire $3,000. So no one is coming to wrap your car. You're not going to make $500.
You're just in trouble.
With the bank, right.
Through no fault of your own, really.
Right. So anytime you are given a check with instructions, it's an overage with instructions to cash it and send the difference to someone else, it's always going to be a scam. Yeah. We were talking about beforehand, we saw it early on Craigslist where people would be selling something, a car, clothing, whatever, and the scammer would buy it and then send them a check for more than what they were asking for with some explanation as to what the overage was supposed to be for. And that person would wire it on to somebody else and that check would bounce because it's counterfeit.
So are these, do you think people even have an address for where the check originally came from, or is it directly deposited into their
account? So what'll happen is usually businesses get their information compromised. Scammers will use their bank account number and routing number to create fake checks, and they'll use those. And a big corporation, big business might not notice that for several weeks that their account has been compromised. There's so many checks coming in and out of there, they may not notice that. So that check, because it's a valid routing number and account number, will clear initially. And then later on, once it's determined that that account was compromised, they'll start realizing that, and those checks will be found out, and they'll come back as counterfeit. And the bank isn't going to be the one that takes the loss. They're going to say, you cashed the check into your account.
Sure.
You're going to be responsible for it. And when that money is wired, again, wiring money is like sending cash. It's virtually untraceable. There's no way for law enforcement to, even if we have some information to follow up on, to determine who picked that money up or if it was wired out of the country or sent into a Bitcoin account, there's no way for law enforcement to actually determine who is it. So you're just basically out the money.
Wow. It's just stunning, but the stuff these guys come up with.
Right, it is, and it's easy money, and you know, if you're inclined to that kind of thing, it's an easy way to make money. But just that's why we're doing this, is to prevention, to let people know, educate people. And we've talked about this before. The bottom line is, if it sounds too good to be true, it is. Don't fall for it.
So these are actually ones that have popped up in Sheboygan County, correct?
They are. We had a couple of the unemployment scam investigations the last week or so, and then the car app thing is, we've had people reporting it. I don't know of any victims yet, but people reporting that they received this offer and got this check and asking if it's legitimate. We've told them, no, don't cash the check. It's going to be counterfeit.
So how do they get these offers? Do they get just like a random email, or do they get a phone call? How do they get in touch with these purported companies?
Sure, all of those. Usually unsolicited emails. Okay. Occasionally you'll get a text message with a link to sign up to do this. Rarely, once in a while though, it'll be a phone call, but it's almost always through an email saying, or you might even see an ad in a paper, I mean, or in a magazine or something like that, depending upon the how mainstream it is. You might see an advertisement for one of these types of scams where you send in the money. And these scammers are constantly changing their phone numbers with all the apps out there, the Google Voice and Pinger and all these different things. There's no positive registration when you sign up for that. So people can use any name any identification. They can hide behind an IP address that's not, you know, public Wi-Fi or something like that. And it's, like I said, virtually untraceable. So they're constantly changing their telephone numbers and the different accounts that they're sending them into. Lots of different layers to hide behind.
Wow. You've always, you come in here and you throw this stuff at us, and it just, you shake your head. I mean, it's just amazing.
It is.
All different ways they come up with, ultimately trying to separate you from your money,
Right. Right, which is why, like I said, good practices, sticking to what you know, and not assuming that you're the lucky one that got this offer and are going to make all this money. If it were that easy, everyone would be doing it.
That's very true.
So
very true. Well, Detective Eric Edson, thanks for popping in this morning. We appreciate it, and we'll see you in a couple of weeks.
All right, thanks for having me.
I'm sure some other interesting stuff.
I'm sure we will.
All right, thanks. Have a good weekend.
Thanks, you too.
All right.